Let's turn our attention back to the markets. As we said, a relatively quieter day when you compare it to the big rally we saw yesterday that snapped a three-day losing streak. And we are seeing the Dow up about a half a percentage point right now. Let's bring in Stephen Sarge Guilfoyle with Sarge 986 LLC, President. Stephen, we got Q3 GDP today, 2.3% versus the 2.1%. A lot of people right now looking to 2022 and those rate hikes that could potentially come from the Fed. How's your outlook shaping up right now as we count down to year end?
Right now I'm kind of bullish. I'm thinking we're going to probably get something of a Santa Claus rally going into the last week of the year, the first week of the year. But looking out forward, I believe the Fed does have to move rapidly to be in a flexible position. Beyond that, I really wish they didn't have these dot plots because I don't think they know or we know what goes on past the first quarter. So we expect earnings to remain strong through Q1. After that, we really don't know. We expect that economic growth will probably move into the later stages of the business cycle as monetary policy seems to tighten, as fiscal policy is uncertain, but will probably be less liquid than may have been priced in. So quarters two through four next year might be a little bit tougher. So I think we have to mentally prepare ourselves for that. And then as the two guests you just had on told us, COVID keeps resetting the whole ballgame.
You mentioned the Santa Claus rally. That's been the big question mark going into year end. What do you see kind of sparking it? What kind of levels are you looking at?
Well, we have the S&P 500 just retook its 50-day simple moving average and its 21-day EMA, exponential moving average, which places more weight on recent prices. NASDAQ is struggling a little bit more. The NASDAQ Composite and NASDAQ 100 are both moving towards taking those levels, but haven't quite taken them just yet. I believe that will be a catalyst where let's say portfolio managers who are sitting out right now may have to jump back on board of positions they got out of maybe just a week or two ago when the market was a little bit tougher.
You know, we were just talking to the doctors about where this variant is, how quickly it's likely to spread. We have seen some swings in stocks on the back of these headlines, you know, starting with what we saw the day after Thanksgiving and that big sell-off from the news out of South Africa. At what point does that kind of get pushed to the back in terms of risk factor and the type of market moves we see?
I think the market's already started to push it to the back. We've seen this week alone, today and yesterday, we've seen the market adopt a more risk-on nature. We've seen the defensive sectors, which led during the 3 days prior, which were very nasty, move to the bottom of the sector performance tables. We've seen the cyclical and growth sectors move back towards the top of the performance table. So I think the market, I don't take this disease lightly. I had this disease back in April of 2020. It was awful. But I think the market economically is looking through Omicron.
And so you mentioned cyclicals. Is that what we're going to see continue to lead the way as we see this Fed tightening cycle, you know, really kind of become increasingly the big focus for investors? How do you think they should be positioning themselves heading into 2022?
For now, I think cyclicals are better. As I mentioned, I think Q2 is a question mark. Q2 through 4 are question marks. So I don't expect traders like myself and investors to make the money we have made just surely from trading this year and the last few years next year. I think next year it gets a lot tougher. I think next year you might be grateful to have an 8% to 10% gain on your portfolio where we've been a little spoiled for quite some time.
Good to get your insight with just a few days to go until Christmas. Happy holidays to you, Stephen Sarge Guilfoyle, Sarge 986 LLC, President.